Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. Many of you have kind of noticed that Harvey Weinstein in all the pictures was standing up straight, and, you know, he was unfortunately the poster child of the Me Too movement, because I really can't look at him. And unfortunately, whenever we think of Me Too, we think of Harvey Weinstein. But then later on, during his trial, he was all hunched over. Well, we found out why we believe he's hunched over and what medical condition he had, and it's going to be kind of graphic, so we're going to talk about that. If you have not read my blog or read my website, you're definitely not going to want your kids to hear what happened to him, we believe, allegedly. Also, kind of an adult topic, younger kids, adults, students aren't seeming to have sex as much. Now, we're not talking about coronavirus. We're talking even before the pandemic. Over the last two decades, this century has not really been about the sex. So why? Why are younger people having less sex? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, hold on a second. Gosh, I did a lot of work this weekend. And, yeah. A couple years ago, I told you guys about high HDL. And I talked about how you got HDL, which is the good cholesterol. LDL is the bad cholesterol. But too much of something might not be too good. We got to do the Goldilocks theories. Well, news is circulating again that we really need to avoid having too much of a good thing. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So obviously the big news of the weekend and the week is coronavirus cases are up. And I think a lot of us are sick of hearing about coronavirus, but the problem is you better listen up. Because we're hearing the governors are threatening lockdowns again. In fact, we are hearing that a lot of places of business still aren't opening. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of New York. New York got to open up for curbside. And so, you know, New York City is obviously, you know, they're the heartbeat of America. I mean, they are a very, they are, well, no, I think the Midwest is the heartbeat of America. But with New York City, I mean, they basically go into tachycardia. I mean, New York City is definitely part of our cardiac output when it comes to the country. And you know, having New York City shut down was really depressing to see. So when they opened up, you know, there was a lot of all eyes on New York City. Well, not only all eyes, but a lot of cameras. So you saw a whole bunch of people, right, standing around, like, next to each other, and maybe no masks, and drinking $12 margaritas. A $12 margarita? I told you guys, man, inflation, things are going to go up in price. Just be prepared. But people didn't really seem to be following the rules. In fact, in my neck of the woods, the DMV opened up. And I think it was Teresa, one of my Facebook peeps, took some video footage. Nobody social distancing. Now, mind you, they're out in the sun, and it's 100-degree weather. And if somebody has an umbrella, you're all going to go under the umbrella because it's hotter than heck. So you got people standing outside in the heat waiting for hours of lines. I don't really think social distancing is on their minds. But when you look and see these pictures of people either on a beach or in New York City or in a casino, they seem to be just done with the whole social distancing thing. And I look at it, my analogy is posture. You know how your mom would say, sit up straight. So you sit up straight, you know, but then your boobs kind of make you sag down. Mine do. Then I'm like, okay, sit up straight. And every time you're like, okay, I'm going to sit up straight, I'm going to suck into my stomach. You do it for a couple seconds, but then you go to where your natural body state is. Well, our natural body state is hanging out with people. You know, I'm hard of hearing, so I went to a restaurant with my friends. We went to Maggiano's. It was fantastic. And big shout out to Pam and Sam. Love you guys. And we went to dinner, and the waitress and the server had a mask. Everybody had a mask. I couldn't understand what they were saying. because again, I need to read lips. I'm hard of hearing. It just doesn't work. And so, you know, somebody pulls down their mask to talk to you. They didn't do it in that restaurant, but you know, you're like, oh, thank God I could talk to you at least. So, you know, people don't want faces covered. People don't want distance. People want to hear. People want to touch. People want to, you know, no matter how many laws are out there. The problem is we've had spikes in cases. Multiple states reporting spikes in cases. Now, you're hearing some restaurants and some establishments said, well, we can't open up because of COVID. That could also be language for, we're not going to make any money being open up halfway and only half staff and only half, you know, half, you know, volume. So we're just going to wait till COVID's done. And I got to tell you, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if any, you know, employer is thinking, look, it doesn't make sense to be at a loss. Why don't we just wait till we can open up for good? But I am hearing Governor Cuomo already threatened action. I remember my father used to be that. You want me to take action? I'll take action. I'm like, oh gosh, please don't take action because I don't know what the hell that means. Right? We take action. Don't take action. So Cuomo is like, we're going to take action if you guys don't social distance and all that. And you're hearing little threats from officials saying, guys, if the numbers go up, we're going to lock down again. And I am so traumatized by the first lockdown that I don't want us to go back in lockdown. I think a lot of people are going to lose their colon. They are just going to lose all the contents of their colon if we have to lock down again. So, all of a sudden, the mask story's coming back. Masks are good. Masks are good. I got to tell you something. If this is really true, if this story of that great clips where you had two stylists who were sick and were COVID positive until they realized it and went home, were taking care of hundreds of people, and not one of them got COVID, I'm a believer of the mask. And I'd like to know whatever the hell masks they were. If they were N95 respirators, I doubt they were like, you know, other, you know, homemade crochet things with holes in it. But, you know, people, I don't want another lockdown. I really don't. And I don't want to see any more deaths. So try to do the social distancing, try to wear the masks. But I got to tell you, people are just edging and they are just waiting to shut us down again. And I just think that would be horrible. In the news on News 13, we talked about which places are more at risk than other. When we come back, we're going to kind of talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Europe is, I think, holding off having Americans come over. You know, I don't know if this is an excuse. You know, they're going to use COVID as an excuse, but they're probably like, you know what? Let's let the Americans wait. I don't think they're ready to have Americans come back. Hey, I was a good tourist. I was there. Okay, you know what? I wasn't. I was in London, and it was 4th of July, and I was like, man, we kicked you guys. I kind of played, you know, that whole taxation without representation card. I don't know if they like that. So now Americans can't come to London. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this next segment is kind of a non-child segment, so lower your radios. And we need to talk about sex and masturbating and Harvey Weinstein. And so they all fit in all together. So I'm going to start off really quickly with Harvey Weinstein. So apparently, in his trial, where he was convicted of rape and criminal sex act, there were some photos. There were some pictographs or illustrations of him. And his genitalia appeared to be very, shall we say, deformed. And so Daily Mail had written about this, and it said that he appeared to have a condition, and I'm not sure if this was officially diagnosed or not, but they believe he had something called Fournier's gangrene. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, because Fournier is, I think, French. But Fournier's gangrene is one of the most probably severe genital infections I've ever seen. I think I've seen one, maybe two cases in my training, where basically you get an infection in the perineum area. Now, the perineum area, I can't show you on myself, but with a guy, it's between the area of the penis and scrotum and the anus, kind of in that triangle area. And apparently they believe that Harvey Weinstein got an infection there. That infection got so deep, because there's so many layers, that it turned into a necrotizing fasciitis. And the infection got so bad that he was apparently in the hospital, needed to be trached. I think went into sepsis. So we don't have a lot of details on what he ended up enduring, but he has talked about, I believe in police reports, how he's been traumatized about a medical condition in which he basically had the real, real bad infection. And so to treat this gangrene is where you're losing tissue and you're having necrosis. You have an infection so bad that it's just killing off the tissue and it's turned into gangrene. You need antibiotics, but not only antibiotics, you got to take off that dead infected tissue. So from what we understand, he had severe surgery, parts possibly removed, scarring, things like that. And hence he kind of walks with a hunch and appears to, you know, have issues. Again, I can't say with 100% certainty that's what his diagnosis is, but that's what we've, you know, been told. And I put some pictures, and I kind of took some of them off because, honestly, some of them were really, really bad. I mean, very, very graphic of what sort of destruction a foreigner's gangrene can do. But it's a really, really bad infection. So we do surgery, we do antibiotics, and we pray because people can die. There was a case of a 29-year-old male who sustained Fournier's gangrene. You basically could get it if you have piercings, if you have abrasions, trauma to the area. But there was a case, and I'm not sure how many out there in the literature, of an excessive masturbation episode that, or excessively masturbating, could cause Fournier's gangrene, which again is necrosis and a very severe infection within the within that pelvic area of a male. And I guess women could get it too, but we see it more likely in males. And apparently, from what we understand, this 29-year-old only used like some soap and lubricant. He might have had a little bit of chafing. Maybe there was some abrasions, but he ended up getting an infection. He felt sick, nauseous, fever, some redness in the area. From what I understand, he lived, but there was a case report where his Fournier's gangrene came from excessive masturbation. So the topic keeps coming up. And, you know, for my listeners, is when is masturbation like risky, especially for a dude? So it's tricky. Okay, let's talk about prostate cancer. Remember, one of my first shows in 2009, we had to talk about prostate cancer and the link to masturbating. And in 2008, there was a study showing people who excessively masturbate were at higher risk for prostate cancer. Yet, in 2016, I believe it was reversed. They found that more ejaculate and more climaxing protect against prostate cancer. So on the prostate cancer realm, I would say we don't know whether masturbating or not has anything to do with that. Okay, so as far as we're concerned, don't overdo it. Okay, we're going to talk about the Goldilocks theory. Okay, there's too much of a good thing, there's too little of a good thing, maybe just right. But by no means are doctors recommending that you have self-sessions to prevent prostate cancer. We're not there yet. Okay? But the reason why we're bringing this up is because another headline is young men are less likely, or not less likely, but young men are starting to kind of fall down the curve in terms of sexual activity. And they found that in the last decade, one out of three guys have said that they haven't had sex in the last year. Now, the authors of this study think that this could have some serious implications on public health. And, you know, when people ask why, is it that, you know, would they rather just be home having self-sessions? You know, is excessive masturbating something that seems to be preferred than, you know, going on a date? Okay, I see people shaking their hands saying, yeah, I'd rather not go on a date, just stay home. You know, I got to tell you something, people. Look, let's be honest, okay? I know this isn't going to be politically correct, but let's be honest, okay? Now, let's take, I don't know much about homosexual dates and you know, because I've only know the dates that I've been on, but let me just talk about heterosexual dates as a girl, okay? I want to be taken out, okay? I want to feel respected. I want to think that there's going to be longevity in that relationship before I have sex. Now, not all girls feel this way. I can't speak for all, you know, heterosexual girls, but that's how I feel. So I'm going to want to be taken out. Now, if he's like, well, you know, let's go to, you know, Jack in the Box, and then, you know, why don't we park somewhere and get into the back seat, I'm going to be like, oh, hell no. All right, so guys are thinking, okay, well, you know what, I got to take her out, and, you know, going out to dinner now is expensive, right? And then you got a movie, and then what if she wants ice cream, and what if she doesn't want to drink water, what if she wants to have a cocktail or whatever? You could be easily spending a couple $100s. And then what if you're dating somebody who's like, I don't want to have sex on the first date? And, you know, there's, and good for her, by the way, okay? I don't think anybody should have sex with anybody on the first date. I think you need to kind of grow into it, and you need to, you know, I think there should be some sort of friendship foundation. But if I was a guy, I'd be like, I'm not going to spend the money. So then we have all these social apps and all these hookup apps, right, like Tinder and Grindr and things like that. But that I don't think is, you know, I think it's a stereotype to think that a lot of guys are like, okay, you know, that's up my angle. I don't think there's a lot of guys out there that appeals to them. Because, you know, you don't know if you're going to be sleeping with somebody who's married, who has a boyfriend who's 6'8", that can kick your butt. You know, that you don't know if it's going to be somebody high maintenance. You know, I think there's a lot of guys out there who are like, you know what, I think I want to wait. Or it's just too much drama for me. And the year 2000, if we look at the millennials, and, you know, even the Generation Zers, they are the most practical generation ever, which is why I admire them so much. They're like, you know, really, we're spending $200,000 for a college degree that doesn't guarantee us a job. We're spending $20,000 on a car that's going to depreciate as soon as we drive it off the lot. Why not Uber? Why are we buying a house when we're going to lose a job? Why don't we just live in an apartment? I mean, millennials and the Generation Zers are very, very practical people. So they might be thinking, look, why am I going through all this? Why am I going through all this expense, you know, when I, you know, I could kind of handle things on my own. So if this really is true, that men are choosing to self-session rather than, you know, be out there and dating. And by the way, the whole super gonorrhea headlines, I don't think that helped at all. I think that really scared the hell out of people. But that's another thing, too. You know, what if guys aren't really interested in dealing with, you know, a pregnancy or, you know, dealing with, you know, getting an STD or, you know, but here's the other thing that nobody's talking about. I think the Me Too movement might have changed that also. When you hear, mind you, there's a lot of jerks out there and there's a lot of assault, but there's also cases of, wait a second, we were on a date. You wanted to have sex. You asked me to touch your butt. You, and now you're saying you didn't want it? Now I think a lot of people are starting to think twice before they touch a boobie or they touch a butt. And I think you're starting to see this movement where, you know, we're not going to jump into the sack because there could be some real big consequences. And maybe that's why a third of guys, you know, and maybe also they're playing video games and they just don't seem to be the most attractive butt. You know, maybe it's because somebody finally took a survey and realized, you know what, there's a lot of people out there that really don't have sex. So I don't know. There's a lot of different, you know, reasons for this. But I do find it very, very fascinating because, you know, college students, by the way, college students are having less sex. Now that, people have been studying college students for years. Why are college students having less sex? Well, maybe a lot of them are online, doing online school. Also, fraternity parties and sorority parties when I went to school, way different now. Now, very, very, you know, restricted. And in fact, honestly, from what I understand, if you want to go to a fraternity party and you're a guy, you need to bring multiple women with you because the guys running the party don't want to be outnumbered with a whole bunch of other dudes. So it's a different time right now. But in terms of, you know, masturbating, you know, however often people do, should be safe. But just if you cut yourself or if you start to get red or fever or something doesn't seem right, get that area checked out, please. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. A march on Georgia is taking place in Atlanta after the shooting death of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed in a confrontation with police on Friday when he passed out at a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole one of the police officer's tasers and started running. The police officer shot Brooks and he died a short time later. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News, this is a completely different situation than what we saw in Minneapolis.
Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again. He took their weapon, one of their weapons, and tried to use it against them. That is a completely different set of circumstances.
USA Radio News. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is throwing cold water on the idea of shutting down the economy again.
The president is absolutely disinclined to shut down the economy, as is the vice president.
Kudlow telling Fox News we could suffer even more if the economy was is shut down.
I think shutting down the economy could be worse for our health than not shutting it down.
President Trump again getting his message out via Twitter. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump opens the week with a Twitter shot at his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden. The president tweeting that he has, in his words, done more in less than 4 years than Biden has done in more than 40, including for Black America. The president saying that Biden has been part of, in his words, every failed decision for decades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what's worrying a lot of parents is this multi-system inflammatory syndrome cases that seem to affect young kids and teenagers and adolescents and young adults. And multiple states have now reported having cases, especially in New York. We're seeing cases in New Jersey, California, Connecticut, Georgia, Kentucky, Ohio. Excuse me, Maryland, Washington, even Nevada. I had a case this weekend. And this is pretty scary stuff. We've had a few kids that have died from this. And we believe they are coronavirus cases. So what's happening is these are multi-system inflammatory syndrome. So it's a syndrome that affects multiple body systems. And it seems to affect those under 21, where you get fever, abdominal pain, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, rash, And unfortunately, it could progress to inflammation of essential organs like the heart, kidneys, and brain. Now, there's criteria in order to know if somebody's been diagnosed with this. They have to be under 21, not just 18, because we're seeing this in 20-year-olds. And so they have to be under 21. They have to have had a fever for at least 24 hours and have two other body system affected, like, you know, cardiac issues or like low urine output with the renal or coughing or breathing, bruising or bleeding underneath the skin, diarrhea, GI issues, other sort of skin manifestations or neurological. There can't be any other plausible diagnosis, so they can't really rank, they can't really, you know, assume it's from anything else, like, oh, well, it's flu or it's strep or something else. And you had to have been tested positive for COVID. But here's the trick. Up to 4 weeks ago. So let's say somebody in your family had COVID. The kids were acting fine. They were acting normal. And then a month later, they started to have these weird bruises, purple spots on their feet. Or they start to walk funny. Or they start to breathe funny. You need to look at this might be something from a month ago in terms of COVID. Now, there's been a lot of discussion with, you know, kids and how much does this affect kids. Well, we are assuming that, you know, with kids that they might not come down with COVID the way grown-ups do, but severe cases might look like this. And one condition they bring up is something called Kawasaki's. Now, Kawasaki's is a disease that looks kind of similar. Children have the same symptoms, fever, maybe respiratory involvement or GI involvement. But Kawasaki's is a little different because they may have a red, swollen tongue. They may have dried, parched lips. Their eyes may get red. Their neck glands could be swollen. Their hands and feet could swell. So Kawasaki's looks a little different. But they found that they were treating these kids identical. Whether they have this MIS, COVID-related illness, or whether they had Kawasaki's, basically they'd give them IV fluids, they'd give them steroids, IVIG, which is intravenous immunoglobulin to kind of help stop antibodies from attacking, vessels and body parts. They would give respiratory support. If they thought the kid had a bacterial infection, they'd give antibiotics. And then they would also give aspirin, high-dose aspirin for heart-related symptoms. So when your kid is acting sick, and they don't seem right, or they have a weird rash or whatever, for the love of the Lord, take them in. Because this could be pretty serious. There's been a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an 18-year-old who have died in New York. I believe there was somebody in California who died. I don't have all the death toll on this. But it's unfortunately, it's significant enough where we, you know, are with cases reported all over. It's not a condition that's quote-unquote benign in kids. Most kids probably will be fine when it comes to coronavirus, but something like this could be pretty serious. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I was interviewed by News 13 on coronavirus risk depending on where you are. You know, and it was really interesting because I think Yahoo Finance or I don't know which, who came up with this? MLive, maybe it was MLive. An analysis by MLive decided to look at 36 American activities and asked 4 public health experts in Michigan to evaluate the risk of coronavirus for each one. Because you have people out there hearing that coronavirus cases are up and, you know, nobody's talking about a reactivation. You know, is that what happening? Is there a reactivation of COVID, and so we're seeing a spike because a lot of people who had it are getting it again. Nobody's telling us that. But when we look at coronavirus risk level by activity, it allows people who are kind of at risk to go, okay, you would think common sense would be at play, but not always, because a lot of people still don't understand microbiology, or they also don't understand people's behavior. So I would think a casino, let's say, okay, if I didn't know as much as I did about medicine, I would think a casino, being all nice and open, you know, to be a safer place than going into, dentist office. But it's not. Because casinos, you have people who drink. Casinos have that potential to get crowded. So it's very interesting how these public experts, and I kind of did my thing on News 13, had asked me my opinion, and I was kind of close, and again, I rated a lot of mine on what you can, how you can, how dependable are people. You know, so like daycares. Daycares, you would think, would be really, really low on the list because kids don't seem to have coronavirus. But to me, I would say they would be at a higher risk area because, one, is we have no idea when the virus is mutating. Two, we don't know how much they're trojaning, you know, being the Trojan horse for coronavirus. And three, they don't social distance and they don't wash their hands all the time. They drool and that. So, you see, I would look at a daycare being kind of higher up. So they rate it, and you could agree or disagree, they rate playing tennis and getting takeout from a restaurant. Getting takeout from a restaurant is probably low, low risk. All right, I'll go with that. You know, although for me, I keep hitting the tennis ball somewhere else, and I have to keep going, you know, up to somebody going, can I have my ball, please? Can I have my ball, please? So for me, playing tennis would be higher up. But I think if you're a good tennis player, you're probably okay. Then a little more risky would be going for a walk, run, bike ride with others, and then maybe getting gas. That would be maybe level two. Level three would be going camping, getting groceries, going to a hotel, golfing, going to a library or a museum. Now, you see, I don't get that with a library or a museum because people stand around together looking at a piece of art. Now, I haven't been into the Louvre because I didn't get tickets in time, and you have to get tickets months in advance, whatever. But from what I understand, there are lines galore to see the Mona Lisa, and then there's crowds around the Mona Lisa. So how is museums only a number three? But I get it. If the average person doesn't go to a museum, it's probably nice and open. Number four was a dentist's office. Now, this was fascinating because we were told dentists had to close because they were the most dangerous area, dangerous place to be. They only came in at a number four. And I would kind of agree with that number four because dentists really have it going on. I mean, they really know how to protect. They got the masks, they got the gloves, very, very clean. They spend a lot of money on PPE and, you know, keeping people, you know, separating people and stuff. However, many dentist offices don't have the doors. So you're in a nice open area so people can't accuse a dentist of assault and things like that. It's open so everybody can see. So that might be why they're at a higher risk, but they were at a four. If you walk in a busy downtown, certain offices, doctor waiting rooms, eating outside at a restaurant, that could be a level four. Higher up is then dinner parties, airplanes, backyard barbecues, going to a mall, beaches. Beaches was higher up than a library or a museum. Bowling was higher up. Then number six was casinos, restaurants with indoor seating as well as outdoor playgrounds, hair salons, barbershops, pontoon boat rides, movie theaters. Then number seven was basketball because, of course, you need to kind of, you know, block public pools, schools were number seven. Number eight was buffets, sports stadiums, gyms, amusement parks, and churches. And then number nine were bars and large music concerts. I ranked the DMV at number 10, actually 99. So it's a nice guide, but basically, if people are going to drink, you got to move that number up. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is really frustrating for people because people want to be given a number. When they go into a doctor, medical provider, they want the labs done. They want to look at a number and know that the number's good. Right? We just talked about rankings of where you could go that's higher risk for COVID than others. People like numbers. They just do. Okay, I'm not really a big number person because I think numbers change. You know, I remember taking my measurements, you know, and, you know, being a 36, 20-something, probably 39. I don't know what my butt was. But anyway, I'm not a big fan of numbers because numbers just don't work for me. Okay? And so when it comes to people's cholesterol or diabetes, they want to know a number. And we've done that in the medical community because people like numbers. They can then rate it. They can compare their numbers to their family members, and people like numbers. So one number that we've been talking to everybody about is their HDL. And if your HDL, your good cholesterol, is below 40 milligrams per deciliter, we're like, you need to step it up because that's supposed to be protective. If your HDL is over 60, we're like, woohoo, brother. And we commend you for being over 60. Yet, I had a little issue when I was in medical school and a resident. You know, I'd ask questions. Every time I ask questions, you know, people are like, I saw you, just shut up. And I had a question about my alcoholic patients, patients who drink a lot of alcohol, because their HDL would be like in the hundreds. Yet, I would be taking care of somebody in the hospital with a heart attack. And I'm like, and you know, you would hear people say, well, we need to tell people to drink alcohol because alcohol helps out HDL levels. And I'm looking, and again, maybe I was naive, but I was a young medical student, and I'm looking and I'm like, but okay, this guy's an alcoholic and he has heart disease. Yeah, but maybe he has high cholesterol. I go, but he has the good cholesterol, the HDL. And I remember thinking to myself, maybe there's a couple different types of HDL. Maybe too much of something is a bad thing. And everybody kept telling me, little girl, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. So, whatever. So I kept promoting, okay, get that HDL as high as possible. If there's a medication that we finally come up with that promotes HDL, even if it's in a suppository, I'll take it. All right? HDL is good. But meanwhile, in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't understand it because I do see some people where they just don't do well, and I couldn't explain it. Well, apparently in 2016, there was a study. I remember talking about this to you guys, where they found that they suspected in mice that HDL might not be all of a good thing, because what they kind of thought happened was HDL, while it worked, might have left inflammation. Now, remember, HDL is kind of like the LDL. Let me just kind of review really quickly the pathophysiology of this, okay? Your liver makes cholesterol, and your body needs cholesterol. Your brain needs it. Your cells need it. Cholesterol, a certain amount, is good. You need some cholesterol. LDL takes this cholesterol. It's the truck that takes the cholesterol and drops it off. Zoom, drops it off to the cells where it needs to be. HDL is the pickup, the sanitation. HDL is like, did you need that? Did you need that? I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. Okay, it's almost like food servers and then the bussers. LDL is the food server. We're going to bring the food to you. You're like, ooh. The bussers, are you done with that? Are you done with that? They take the plate away. Okay? And nobody ever tips the bussers. You need to tip the bussers. You know, most of the time the servers do, but, you know, maybe give some extra money to the bussers because bussers rock. If you have enough HDL, then extra LDL, extra cholesterol, then gets picked up. But in 2016, they think that maybe what happened is you have a busser that drops things on the ground, and when they do pick it up, it leaves, like, it's like brooming and leaving a dust cloud. And they're like, maybe there's an inflammatory process that might happen because they found heart disease to still increase in people with high HDL. Then in 2018, we talked about this, where there was another study looking at people who had high HDL, and if you had low HDL, you were at risk of heart disease. If you had high HDL, you were at risk for heart disease. But if you had kind of the 60, 70 range, it was just right. So you're going to hear experts kind of discuss whether we need to start reevaluating a range. Right now, we just tell you to stay above 60 milligrams per deciliter for HDL. But I think some of the experts are going to be thinking about, you know, maybe what we need to do is kind of come up with a actual, like, cutoff, maybe 60 to 90, something like that. We also need to revisit how much alcohol is good. Because if somebody is, let's say, in cirrhosis, and they have a lot more high HDL than LDL, maybe it's because the liver isn't producing the cholesterol like it should because it's cirrhotic and scarred, but they find that those people are higher risk for heart disease. So, you know, we're kind of learning that HDL is important. It's important. You want a good, strong HDL, but maybe like the Goldilocks story. The Goldilocks is, remember Goldilocks is in the woods and she found a house, so she broke and entered. And she went in there, and the bears apparently were gone, but she didn't know it was a bear house. She just thought it was a house. So she decides to, you know, sit in a chair. One chair was too big. She complained about it. One chair was too little. The other chair just right. Then she ate some porridge. One of the porridges was super hot. She's like, oh, it's too hot. One of the porches was too cold. She said, eh, it's too cold. And then one was just right. It was the baby porch, I think. That, yeah, so she's breaking and entering, then she's eating somebody else's eats. And then she goes and sleeps in their bed. I'm, as a little kid, going, oh, my gosh, my mom would have whipped my butt like 17 times for this one. Then, you know, was the bed too hard? Was the bed too soft? The bed was just right. So, and then the bears come in, and they go, what the hell are you doing in here? And then she leaves. So I guess that was the Goldilocks, the three bears story. I guess the moral to that story is don't be breaking and entering. So this just right thing keeps coming up in medicine. Same thing with the alcohol. You know, maybe we do need to have like a little glass of wine every now and then. But you got to be really careful because when you say too much, if it's too much, it's too much. Just like vitamin D. We need vitamin D. But, you know, you have people starting to take a whole crap load of vitamin D in terms of pills. No, doesn't work. Same thing with calcium. Some amount of calcium is great. Too much calcium can cause kidney stones. So we as the medical professionals are supposed to give you guys kind of that idea, that range. But unfortunately, people go one extreme to the other. So when it comes to HDL, if you do have HDL levels in the upper hundreds, don't panic. Just talk to your doctor. He's going to look at your mom. He's going to look at your dad, you know, and see their health history. Maybe they'll check your heart. You know, they could do some, you know, CT angiography. They could do, CT scans and calcium risk scores and things like that to see where your heart disease could be. But just don't ever let your guard down. Don't think just because your HDL is super good that you're in the clear, because maybe that's a reason why we're seeing heart disease rise in those populations. Maybe they're like, look, I got so much HDL, I could eat a triple cheeseburger. You know, so just don't let your guard down. Okay, now the next thing we need to talk about, and we've talked about this, is the disinfecting illness. And apparently they say 39% of Americans are using cleansers and disinfectants in such risky ways that we might be creating more problems than worth when it comes to these COVID protections. So we talked about Lysol and Clorox and how the Environmental Working Group doesn't like some products because they think it's bad for the environment. And we talked about the environment. Well, apparently people are spraying food. They're trying to bleach their apple. People are so scared of coronavirus that they found there's lots of people doing things that are putting themselves more at risk. And, you know, these are chemicals. And I think a lot of us have put ourselves now at higher risk for chemicals. And also think about the restaurants. Think about salons. Think about this. All these people had to show the government and show government officials that they were going to be clean. So Clipperside and Lysol and Fantastic Germicide and Shipshape and all sorts of chemicals are always being all over the place. You're seeing people scrub and you smell the Lysol. I went to a place for hand sanitizer and it stunk so bad of vodka. I don't know if it was self-made or just super strong, but it stunk so bad that I'm like, what are we doing to ourselves? Okay, I want to be chemical free. So I think we're going to be hearing from the CDC soon about how we need to maybe start being careful with all these different rules that we're doing. Remember, we're sitting in a car idling, waiting for pickup. How is that helping the environment? So, keep in mind that we can unfortunately do more harm than good trying to be sterile. And we might even make a whole slew of superbugs. All of a sudden, hand sanitizer and everybody's purse is being, like, hosed all over the place now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.